Back here on Dodger Weekly on KVFD, AM 1400, the show that brings you the newsmakers, the movers, the shakers from all around your local area. And we are a program about community collaboration and giving a platform to those that give back. And my guest at this time is one of those people. First time he's been on this show, but I'd like to welcome Quanell McCaleb to the show. Quanell, thank you so much for the time this morning. Good to have you.
Yep. Good. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. You know, you've got a brand new program that you've partnered with your friend and chief of police here in Fort Dodge, Roger Porter, in, called the Dodger Experience, Quanell. Recently, we've heard of this, you know, new initiative you guys have launched. Tell us a little bit about this program.
The program is about giving back to the community, putting kids in a position to be mentors to other kids. Giving other people opportunities to mentor kids that they want to. We want kids to get back in touch with law enforcement, knowing they're the good guys and they can be trusted in everything they do. So with Roger Porter and me coming together, we've got a great group of kids. All the coaches are involved in the high school, and they all want to be a part of it. They think it's a great idea, and it's just something we want to do for our community.
Absolutely, and I think it's a great idea, and it's another program that I think can help young people in this area. And I like the idea here of trying to bridge the gap between you know, kids and law enforcement here. At this point, I know that this is kind of a new concept, a new program, but I'm assuming that there'll be law enforcement officers under Roger's direction, Chief Porter's direction, involved in your program, correct?
Yes, sir. We just sat down and talked about some ideas we're going to do. We're going to do some breakfast with officer in the school. We're going to do some lunches with the officer in school where kids can pick that are doing good. We'll look to pick three friends, come up for lunchtime in the school and eat with the officer. And then maybe they'll be lucky enough to be graced by Officer Porter and just sit down and have a talk with them, ask them some questions, how they got into the profession, and what they want to do, what they want to see in the future from kids, is just sitting down talking with them, get to know them, what their hobbies, maybe, like you said, bridge that gap.
Quanell McCaleb is my guest. He is one of the co-founders of a new program called Dodger Experience here, a mentorship program that'll be launched, or I guess is launched at this point, in the community. Quanell, I know you guys are in the beginning stages. What have you been able to get done so far within this program?
So far, we got one kid on a fishing boat who's never been fishing. Took him out for 3 hours. And he said he wanted to take his brother. His parents were okay with that. We got a few kids. They got to meet the Fort Dodger football staff and all the players, take pictures with them before and after the game. They've gotten to ride in the police car with Roger Porter and the other officers involved, leading the football team to the stadium and walking them down the Spirit Walk. They got to walk through the locker rooms. They got a chance to get on the field and see where they play at. Also, we've made some ball girls for the volleyball game where they get a shag volleyballs for the varsity Fort Dodge team and interact with the team with the coach's blessings.
That's absolutely awesome. It seems at this point and going forward that you guys really have the cooperation of, you know, coaches throughout, you know, various athletic programs, and really seems to be something that everybody's interested in trying to make this work.
Yes, sir. We're not just going to stop at sports room, orchestra, clubs. Anyone that wants to be involved, any parents that want to be involved, any parents that want to help out, cheerleading, dance, choir, no leaf child to be left over. We'll turn everything to see what these kids want to do, because not all kids are athletes and not all kids can play the saxophone or violin or whatever they play in band. We want them to look at other kids in high school. I mean, our Fort Dodge marching band is All-American. I mean, why not get some of them kids plugged in that play band here in the middle school? Or vice versa, some of them kids in elementary that want to play band, why don't we get them plugged in with some of the kids at the middle school that are playing and sharing some of their experience of what they're doing and how much fun it is to be a part of a band.
Quinnell McCaleb is my guest. He is one of the founders of a brand new mentorship program here in the community called the Dodger Experience. Quinnell, as I understand it in researching what you guys are doing with this program, this is a program that, you know, you kind of had a vision for and then approached Roger Porter, chief of police here, with. How long has something like this been on your mind before you guys were able to get this, you know, going as a real concept?
It's been on mind for a while. My story is, I remember coming to my first Dodger game and seeing some of the Alonzo Clayton, Mark Wills, Randy Reiners, and all them guys come out of the thing, and they shook my hand or gave me a high five. And I mean, I was on cloud nine for 3-4 weeks, and I'll never forget that moment. And I remember my senior year coming out of the locker room, and those kids that I once was were giving me high fives, but instead of just running by, I stopped and interacted with them, gave them a high five. They told me good luck. It made a big part to me. And then I said, Sam Mosier was the one who pushed me through my tough times, who checked in on me and did everything else for me. And he was always a mentor for me. When I wanted to give up, if it wasn't for Sam, I wouldn't done half the things I've done in my life. And now I'm put in the position with being a coach for eighth grade football, eighth grade basketball, and eighth grade track, that just that this loving on some of these kids, showing them that there is someone that cares for them, that might give them the boost to go be somebody or do something or change their behaviors. So that's what it's all about, is just making sure that these kids know there's more than just their parents that care for them or whatnot.
Right. It very much, kind of your vision very much speaks to the concept of it takes a village to raise a child. And I think that because of that vision, because of the fact that you grew up here, I think that you have, you know, probably this emotional connection to try to make something like this work.
Yes, very much so.
Quinnell McCaleb is my guest. He is the co-founder of the Dodger Experience, a mentorship program that bridges the gap here and mentors kids. Are you mostly working with middle school students on this, Quinnell, or do you go younger than that? What's kind of the age bracket here?
Well, right now with this COVID, I mean, since I'm working in the middle school, we're just going to focus on middle school kids because they don't want to cross-contaminate, get these kids COVID, keep them apart, whatnot. We're working on some things, try to get like some video sent to the kids from the high school since if they can't come over. The coaches said they're willing to record the kids, just telling some of the kids good morning and putting a face with that kid that's running the ball for 5 touchdowns. I mean, can you imagine as a kid, you hear Deshaun Clayton's name, he ran for 350 yards, and then you come to school next Monday, and Deshaun Clayton has sent you a private message stating, welcome to the Fort Dodge Middle School, hope you have a good day. Now you just connected that kid with one of his heroes, and his day is made, and that might be the one thing that he needs to change his behaviors.
Yeah, I totally get that. And what I like here is, from what I gather, you want this entire program to be all-inclusive. You don't want to just work with at-risk kids, or you don't want to just work with one group or the other. You really want to make this an all-inclusive deal where you guys can basically help any kid possible in really almost any way possible.
Yes. Yep. Like Roger said, we've been fortunate enough to be blessed with some positive daughters, some great daughters, some great kids. We've been blessed enough to be around a bunch of great kids that want to be leaders. Why not make them that? Why not give them that chance to lead their kids, lead the youth that they are around all the time, the youth that look up to them. It's just something that needs to happen, and we want it to happen, and we'll do whatever it takes to happen. So, that's our vision, and that's what we're going to keep striving for.
Absolutely. Quinnell McCaleb is my guest. He is one of the co-founders of a mentorship program, Dodger Experience, that has been founded to help kids here in the Fort Dodge area. Middle school age kids is what they're working with right now. And Quinnell, you know, I love the idea behind this whole thing. For me, I can identify with kind of some of the idea behind this of letting these younger kids see that example in front of them of some of these older guys and some of these athletes and stuff that they do look up to. Because for me, I grew up in a small town in the South where, you know, football obviously was king. And as a kid, I saw the guys that came before me. And those guys were the guys who set the standard for me when I then became a player later on. So I can certainly understand, and I feel like that's the vision in some ways that you guys are trying to capture here.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And with, like I said, with the blessing of all the coaches, Andy Adams, Sam Mosier, Martha Miracle, Coach Daniels, I mean, they're talking about these kids getting on the basketball courts, catching the balls, coming out warm-up, sitting on the bench if COVID allows it. I mean, these coaches are, and this community has opened up all the way to this, and they want these kids to experience that because they know how important something like that is for a kid. And maybe our numbers will start increasing sports-wise. We talked about this last night at football. Back then, we were having 76 kids come out of football in eighth grade, and now we're down to 36. I mean, how can we increase that? How can we make that better? How can we make this more fun for kids? So we do have a lot more kids coming out for football. They're given the opportunity to play in a game and continue their career in sports, athletics. And at the same time, we're not trying to make them better athletes. At the end of the day, every coach is going to say this. We want to make them better people first. That's our first goal, is we want these students to be better people, better students, better athletes. And sports is last, but we just want to instill great value in these kids.
Well, and I certainly can see that. You know, you guys are using the vehicle of sports to teach life lessons, and that's what a lot of us have done, and a lot of the lessons that a lot of us have learned in those situations. And certainly I'm one of those people. Quinnell McCaleb has been my guest. Dodger Experience, the brand new mentorship program. Quinnell, we wish you the best of luck on this. I want to know what's going on. You know how to get in touch with me now. I want to know what's going on with you guys, and I want to give you guys all the platform I can to try to get the word out about what you're doing, because I believe in what you're doing, and I thank you for the time this morning.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.